not so far to reach the camping site, where young explorers seek a natural night, a night below the streetlight and the stars, by lullabies of foxes, birds and cars, enclosed by every rustle, breath and call, just in the garden, not so far at all, but still exciting. Musty tent breath spills across the lawn as 3D shelter struggles to be born. An embryo of fabric, tubes and metal, tugged, inflated, left a while to settle, strained to tautness, yet in places dipping, guide rope spider legs just made for tripping and yet inviting. A rippling, breathing bulk upon the grass, a spoiler of the view and hard to pass, unnatural, yet a foot into the wild, in which soft human comforts may be piled, and little faces, gleeful as they hide, absorb a greenish glow when they're inside, on the slippery floor. As dusk seeps in, the youngsters may be sleeping. The tent enfolds the secrets it is keeping, and half-heard whispers wing into the night, a surge of mirth, a pulse of riskless fright. Whilst in the garden, occupants and raiders carry on regardless of invaders outside the zip door. Through snores and snuffles, hunters ambush prey, until dawn's embers stir the blaze of day. But oh, how hard to sleep amongst the throng, as every bird alive wakes with a song. A tented dawn is time for languid listening, whilst air is grey and dewdrop grass is glistening and time is held. They'll scramble out at last into the sun, with tousled hair and impetus to run. Emerging, scrumpled eyes will peer about. They'll call for toast and stretch their stiffness out. The garden's small and daylight seems too real. There's less to see, to smell, to hear, to feel. And the tent will be felled.